Hello. Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. Today's title is Raising Awareness About Baby and Toddler Injuries and How We Can Prevent Them. This podcast is an introduction to a safety and prevention series to promote children's autonomy and self-confidence while providing reasonable protections. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, statistics show that the leading cause of death for children under four is accidents and unintentional injuries. So approximately half of these injuries happen at home, and parents can help protect children through some prevention measures and tools. You know, babies and toddlers are highly intelligent beings. They are driven to evolve from the very first day that they're born. They want to investigate. They want to get into everything. Their job is to learn, to try out their own cause and effect games, and try to imitate what they observe others doing. They may not have experienced the safety hazards yet that we take for granted and try to prevent. Trial and error is how they learn. For example, a baby can't yet foresee that it may hurt to take a particular action, like pulling that heavy book off the table, which could leave a big knot on their head. A toddler could wonder, what happens when I pull that cord? Can I climb up on that bookcase? What if I poke the window screen out? Can I drop a toy out the window? Where will it go? To your child, your home is like Disneyland. What you might think of as mundane, a mundane item or object in your home could spark a burning curiosity for your child and present danger. It is their job to be inquisitive. Their development depends upon it so that they can gain independence in this world. Parents can celebrate and adore these little bright, humorous, and imaginative creatures. But it would be so much easier to protect them if the saying that we've all heard, mothers have eyes in the back of their heads. If that were true, wouldn't that be great? It is hard to predict all the unseen safety concerns for your child. They will likely scrape their knees and maybe pull that book on their head and similar escapades that can cause some momentary pain. The good news is that the memories of these events will begin to gel, and they can pull from these stored files when needed. But as parents, just remember, though, that not all children learn at the same speed. It may take repetition before they can store that experience in long-term memory and know how to problem solve, to decide, should they take that precarious move? It's so enticing, but should they? It is not easy for parents to witness even the smallest of these events. It is hard to protect them from everything. You may not have eyes in the back of your head, but you can call upon your intelligent parental intuition. Your observant eyes, as well as your own experience and a little research, can help you. As your child's protector, you can provide as safe an environment as possible, while creating and allowing safe space for your little ones to explore and learn. Here are some great resources to check out online: the CDC, Military OneSource, 0-3, and of course, you can contact New Parent Support here at Fleet and Family Support. Thanks again for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series on babies and toddler safety. Join us in following podcasts that will include summer safety tips, including water and sun safety, and child-proofing those windows to help airflow from the outside while keeping your children safe on the inside. For more information, contact us at 1-866-854-0638. Have a lovely day.